On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, hey. Here I am. John Potter, thanks for tuning in this morning on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Just checking the news. See what's new here. I thought I would check because we haven't heard a whole lot about it in the news lately. The UAW strike. Latest news is Stellantis, formerly Chrysler, says they will not be in the LA Auto Show because of the strike. And that is like the biggest auto show in the country. Stellantis is not going to be there. I don't know if the others will show up. It's already not going to be what it usually is out there. The latest offer came from Ford to the UAW. Let me see. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain said yesterday, while Detroit automakers have increased their wage and benefit offers, he believes the union can gain more if it holds out longer in contract talks, even though Ford has already offered a 23% raise over the last four years, which is over 4 years. That's a little over a 5% raise every year. The union says already it's not enough. I don't know. Did you get a 5% raise this year? I'm just curious. No. Have you ever been given a 5% raise every year for 4 years in a row?
No.
I guess we're from another era. You know, I'm from the 2% America, where every year you get a 2% raise and you're damn grateful for it. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I love you, Mr. Boss. You're just the best. 2%. Oh, my gosh. And Tiny Tim sends his best. Actually, there are many who get less than that. I did not get a raise at all at Channel 2 for a few years at one point. But the UAW union says over 4 years, and of course I'm left with, how the heck do I divide 23 by 4? It's not something I can, hold on.
You weren't a math major. Yeah.
Well, I don't have my phone near me, so I'm helpless. But it's a little over 5% every year for the next 4 years. You know, they got this thing. Remember in the first grade, it's called rounding. So, yep. Anyway, are there a lot of raises out there? I mean, it's fine. It's good. You deserve it. 100%, no doubt. Yes. But we, as we sit here paying bills and taxes and premiums for health care, as the labor costs for manufacturing go up over 5% a year, no, those car prices won't increase. Don't worry. No, not at all. Well, of course not.
Speaking of vehicle prices, you're going to be...
I'll respect you in the morning.
Yes,
I'm sorry,
exactly.
Go ahead.
speaking of that vehicle prices, we've got something that you're going to be doing this next Saturday. And
that's right.
The Grand Sierra Resort and the Western Skies RV Prices Crisis event. And your show's going to be live. People coming out can come out and actually meet you and talk to you in person.
And aside from that, and this is not just commercial copy, I'm telling you, but I did read articles that do say this is the best time to get an RV. Now, you could go to a dealer or you can go to this big, huge blowout sale next Saturday at the GSR, and I will be there.
And actually, you'll be there, but that's actually going on now as well, now through next Sunday, the 29th.
It's only important when I'm there.
When you're there from 9 to noon on Saturday the 28th.
And doing the show from there.
Yes.
I have no idea how we're going to do this. So instead of people calling in, will they?
They'll still call in. They can still call in. They still can come out and meet you out there in person if they like. We don't discriminate. We don't just say you have to be on the phone. No.
Are you going to get a guard for me?
You know, I'm thinking that maybe Jerry or Henry or somebody's going to be out there with you.
At least a cage around me.
Yeah, with a roof so you can't get out.
I can't get out. okay, so what happened to the dive bar? We were going to talk to the dive
bar. The Tap Shack, our 5-star dive bar. I have not heard from them. I'm going to try and get a hold of Sandra here while you go on and pontificate.
The dive bar is much later calling in, I guess. Don't get high on your own supply. That's what I have to say to them. All right. Well, you stand by the phones there, Craig. Well, there it is. It's ringing right now. Okay. Yesterday, President Biden proposed a huge Israel-Ukraine funding package, $106 billion to both. How about we send $60 billion back to the American taxpayer, $7 billion in aid to the victims of war, and $28 billion to secure our country and rebuild the military? We'll save the other 10 for a rainy day. That would be, that to me would be the right setup. The current U.S. position in the Middle East sadly reflects a truly historic impotence. The Saudi crown prince, this is what happened this week. The Saudi crown prince keeps the American secretary of state waiting for hours and then lectures him angrily. And the president of the United States is told that the leaders of Egypt, Jordan, and the Palestinian Authority refuse to meet with him. These are acts of contempt and disrespect, which is unprecedented in modern times. I'm not going to get you down about this, so I'm going to quickly change the subject to dive bar. Sandra is calling in. Hey, Sandra from the Tap Shack.
Yes.
Hi, how's it been?
Hi. Good, how are you doing?
All right, you're at 112 Rice Street. How many years in business, the Tap Shack? I think it's been a few, hasn't it?
It's about eight. We're coming up on our year anniversary here in mm-hmm. November from when we purchased the bar. But we've been having a really great summer and just keeping busy, having concerts, outdoor events, and just having a ball.
What's going on there this weekend?
Well, our big weekend coming up is Nevada Day, of course. And we're doing a kickoff party on the 27th for Nevada Day with Reckless Envy as our music entertainment. We have cornhole tournament and food trucks and a beer trailer out in our parking lot. And then the next morning, we're opening up our parking lot, which is right on Main Street. It's at 1201 North Carson Street. And we're opening it up to the public to watch the parade. We'll have food trucks there and the beer trailer with Bloody Marys and
oh my gosh,
hot chocolates for the kids. Yeah. So
this is all Nevada.
Great weekend.
Nevada Day weekend.
Yep. The 27th okay. and the 28th. And then we're doing an after party on the patio at 7 o'clock with Evan the Electric Soup.
You say you are Carson City's five-star dive bar. What does that mean?
Well, we are a little tiny bar. We got just some small, it's a very small bar, but we've taken things to the next level. We have 14 different beers on tap, five different IPAs. We bring in some really great smoothie, slushy beers from the East Coast. So we have some high-end beers to try, just creating a really cool experience. Our patio's been expanded. We have live music Wednesday through Saturday, and we give five-star service.
It doesn't sound divey to me. I think the definition, unless the definition of a dive bar has changed. I mean, to me, dive bars, I guess, were different in my day. There would be the cheap plastic beer sign like Hams or Pabst that looked like it was hung in the 1950s on the wall. There'd be Waylon Jennings on the jukebox. Yeah, the bartender who's been there for years, who's seen it all, and the dive bars I used to know, the only mixed drinks were whiskey. There was dust on the ceiling lamps. It was smoky, smoky, smoky. You know, like Moe's Tavern on The Simpsons, get the day-old lime on your Corona, stale beer, cigarettes, two guys at the bar arguing over whether or not Stevie Wonder can really see. Sandra, I actually witnessed that. I did. The bathroom door that doesn't fit right. The lock at the bathroom door is a little hook. Maybe a chalkboard that says dinosaurs didn't drink and they're extinct. Coincidence. And the soup of the day is whiskey with croutons. Oh, my gosh. I knew a dive bar that was so divey They would search you for weapons on the way in, and if you didn't have any, they would give you one.
Well, I think aside from the weapons part, we pretty much have all of that. We've upgraded some things, but we're still, it's an old bar. It's been there for like 30 years, over 30 years. The bar has been a bar for 30 years. And so, you know, we've cleaned it up and we don't allow any smoking inside, but we will have our slot machines come November.
Yeah, I guess what I mean by dive bar, to me really means no nonsense, no frills. You're pretty frilly. I mean, I looked at pictures. Your porch is very nice out there, and I love outdoor porches to have a drink at. Very nice.
I guess it's kind of that oxymoron. You know, we're bringing the five-star lifestyle into it, but yet we're still a locals bar. It's the kind of place where everybody's going to know your name, and if we don't know it, we'll learn it, and we'll learn your drink, and it's just a nice, comfortable place to be. You can
beauty.
You can get dressed up if you want to, but you can come in your sweatpants. We're not going to judge you.
All right, so we got the lineup for Nevada Day weekend. You're going all out. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend tonight we have Tom Miller playing on the patio. The weather's been beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. And we just, every year, last year, I started Sandra's Hot Buttered Rums, or homemade hot buttered rums. They're the best hot buttered rum you'll ever have.
Oh, really?
And, so with the cold weather, it's nice to have some hot drinks.
Is this a secret? What's the hot buttered rum recipe of yours?
Well, I make my own batter from scratch, so I use real whipped butter and brown sugar and all the fresh spices. It's so good, so good. Or you could have a hot buttered tawaka if you're daring.
You know, there's I'm not a picky person, but the bars that when you order a margarita and they get out that plastic bottle of syrup that they bought at the supermarket to make the drink, that's when I don't go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, yours isn't like that, is it?
No, we do everything fresh, good quality products. We run a good well, and we keep our prices reasonable, so you can come back.
And you have a happy hour, right? No?
Every
hour is happy hour.
We're always happy at the time.
There you go. That's the line to say. And I tell you what, you mentioned the porch, and it's a beautiful day. This is the last, I don't know for how long, but this is the last day in the 80s. I mean, tomorrow the high is going to be in the 60s. So today is the day.
Yeah, we got till the end of the month for the outside music, and then we'll be bringing it inside, which makes it a little bit cozier. But this is a time to really get that last push in for our warm weather, and enjoying the outside music is just so much fun.
Yeah.
Tonight, Tom Miller plays at 6 o'clock, and he's just fantastic. He's been around for years.
Fall is my favorite season, but I sure hate to see the porches close. So today is a good day to get out there at the Tap Shack. Boy, do I know how to sell, huh? Sandra, thank you so much for calling in and checking in with us.
Thank you. You have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Sandra. The Tap Shack, Carson City's five-star dive bar at 112 Rice Street. I'm John Potter. Going to take a break. We're opening up the phone lines for you right now, 884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 11:20.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Mainly news this morning. Good morning. I'm John Potter, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Latest development. By the way, today marks 2 weeks. 2 weeks of war. What is new at this moment? The ground war has not begun in full force. Egypt opened its border with Gaza just for a couple of first aid trucks, though. Israel today vowing to fight until victory. Muslims are protesting around the world, and including in the U.S., which we haven't seen to this degree in the past. Let me see what else is new on this. Quite a lot, actually. And so I see that Israel Defense Forces have just been trading fire this morning with Hezbollah as Israel faces rockets from Hamas. Definitely no ceasefire and definitely no ground war at the moment. And I'm left with, what can we do? The USA, we are spread so thin with the Middle East and Ukraine and China bearing down on Taiwan. If they start invading there, it's going to be all over. We got our pants down as far as they can get now, at least to me here. And us being a democracy, we seem to support the underdogs lately. And the bad guys seem to be ganging up on us. And it started with us running away from Afghanistan, where we left all our weaponry there. And some of those weapons Hamas is now using. That was Joe's first big blunder, right? I honestly think that opened the door to the whole thing. When we showed weakness and incompetence and the bad guys say, well, now's the time, now's the time. I know friends who were in the army in Ronald Reagan's time, and they always talk about how there were no wars then. None. Ronald Reagan, who drew the line and would not let the U.S. take crap from anybody, there were no wars then. Strength brings peace. Weakness invites conflict. And here we are, up to our eye teeth in it. I think even Democrats agree Reagan was a good president in that respect. I remember people back then criticizing him because he was too old. But compared to Biden, he was like a teenager. And here's the thing. For the last year or two, he was president. He undeniably did have early stage Alzheimer's disease. Not long after leaving office, he was diagnosed, and yet in his last year in the White House, he was far more mentally capable as president than President Biden. But I will say that when it comes to the Mideast situation, I have to give some praise to Joe Biden and Anthony Blinken. No, I've taken my temperature. I don't feel or appear to be ill. Maybe it's long COVID. I don't know. But I'm going back into this, okay? I think the fecklessness and the incompetence of Joe Biden and Anthony Blinken has caused the world a lot of hurt. And it is astounding how they have mishandled America's foreign relations, and the world has in significant fashion fallen apart as a result. I believe that failures by those two men led to the invasion of Ukraine, and I believe the failures by those two led ultimately to the recent violence against Israel. And I fear that that continuing process could lead to who knows what, could be a third front in this seemingly slow-moving world war. It's very thin ice out there right now. But all of that said, here's the deal. All of last week and all of this week, I've been watching very closely, and I think the statements and actions of President Biden and Secretary Blinken have actually been dead on. I wish they would say something about Iran being behind it, and no, they still won't criticize Islamic extremism. But what Biden has said since the attack is right, or maybe most likely it's what his speechwriters said. Maybe I should be congratulating them. What Blinken has done has been right. What the Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has done is right. I think since the attack on Israel, they have been rock solid. And I'm very, very thankful, especially since I know that the direction Biden, Blinken, and Austin are going is not the direction that a fair number of Democrats want to go. I believe that they're unwavering and they're all in 100% commitment to Israel. It's been surprising to me, but very gratifying. And I also believe that it's exactly the right thing to do, not just politically, but morally. And I appreciate Secretary Blinken. He was on that trip over there. And he's gone from being kind of stiff to a little more compassionate, and I think that's come out. Far more important than that, there's also this deal where he, on behalf of our government, has said absolutely and clearly that Israel has not only a right to fight Hamas, but it has an obligation to defend its people. And fighting Hamas is not just shooting at them here and there. It means tracking down and killing them. I appreciate that we have begun the process of moving not just one, but potentially two aircraft battle groups out there. I appreciate that the apparent position of our United States in terms of foreign policy with other nations in the region is love y'all, but you stay on your side of the line or there's going to be a problem, right? I appreciate that. I have not thought of Biden or Blinken as strong before, especially as the chips were down. But in this instance, thus far, I couldn't have asked for better or different. No, I don't feel ill. I took my temperature. Anyway, we got a break for Fox News. What do you think? Or that or any other topic, 884-9910 is our number. Lines are open. I'm John Potter. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:30.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Taking calls in the order they come in. Winston from Reno, glad you called up. Welcome to 99.1 FM Talk. I'm glad you called.
Hey, John, thank you. And you've got the best show in Reno, by the way. Hey, I wanted to jump into this whole, you know, China, Russia, they're budding up the commies against the USA. Well, here's what I would do. If our friends in China do invade Taiwan and I'm President Biden, I'll tell you what I do. I don't fire a shot. What I do is I've already got two aircraft carriers in the Middle East. I shut their oil supply off just like we did to Japan in World War II. I shut all their oil supply off, and here's another big one I do. I stop all food exports to China. Right now in America, everything, when you go to the grocery store, over 90% of everything you're going to buy and eat is grown domestically because America is the breadbasket of the world. China, conversely, because of their huge population, rely heavily on oil and food imports. So you cut their food and their oil. And guess what? You cut the head off the snake in China's history. That's what I would do.
Well, unfortunately, we're very dependent on them, too. So many industries. I mean, even, my gosh, weapons, pharmaceuticals, things like China makes. And so we depend on that. But I'll tell you what, Winston, if I were Xi, you know, the leader of China, this is the most opportune moment to invade Taiwan right now. He knows we're busy with Ukraine. He knows we're busy with Israel. And we have never been so weak in my...
Yes, sir. But I will just rest assured, the United States, even though we're much weaker, is still so super strong. And so is the West. But here's maybe the metaphor, and I'll end it with this. China is a big, let's say they're a big truck. They're a big diesel. And they're this powerful diesel. We rely on them for things that we need, but we can live without, because the United States is the big food producer of the planet. We have plenty of food and we have potable water, as does our friends in Canada. We have most of the fresh water in the world. What I do is I say, you've got this big truck and you're powerful, but I'm going to give you no gasoline. And when that thing runs out of gas, it's going to stall. China is, and we also have 80 nuclear attack submarines. The Chinese have zero. And their friends in Russia have just one. But I'm hoping that at the end of the day, John, like you, I hope we can solve this peacefully, because I'm tired of watching the news and seeing kids killed and old people being kidnapped. And I just think we need a little bit of peace and love in the world. But, hey, that's my take.
Winston, very good take. And you showed me that we still have a little bit of a few good cards in our deck, that we have some... some influence when it comes to China. I appreciate your call, sir. Have a very good day. But as I let me repeat about being weak, I mean, the president of the United States flew to the Middle East and Lebanon, the Palestinian Authority in Egypt, all these places, countries significantly funded by us. And they told him they would not meet with him. And that's an historic snub. I mean, you only do that if you don't fear or you don't respect them or him. Just a reminder that buying someone's support, and we buy more support, by the way, than anyone on the planet, buying their support doesn't work. You give people money, they don't have gratitude, they have resentment. You're not winning their honest affections. It's the difference between a prostitute and a wife. And the deal is we keep giving them money and they're not falling in love with us. If I could back up and resume criticism for half a minute, the takeaway historically is that strength brings peace and weakness brings war. And in the shutdown of Afghanistan, we demonstrated weakness. It was all there to see. Extraordinary weakness, which emboldened evil people to include Vladimir Putin and whatever numbnuts it is who's in charge of Hamas, right? Can I say numbnuts? I don't even know if I can say that on the air.
I didn't believe it.
Okay, thank you. Those people, Putin, Hamas, acted, and great carnage and heartbreak has come as a result. Again, the takeaway, a reminder for all leaders of this country, is when America is strong and assertive, the world has relative peace. When America is weak and uncertain, the monsters come out of the woods. Basic animal and human nature since the beginning of time. And so for this president, for successive presidents, I hope we remember the value of strength, not to be belligerent, but so we might bring peace to a greater degree, of course, to our country and for the rest of the world. I believe American weakness invited this attack on Israel, but American strength in response to it may stop attacks elsewhere. Meanwhile, on our evening TV news, we've all been subjected to the false moral equivalency of attack and defense. The violence done by killing innocent families asleep in their beds is different from the violence done retaliating against those who killed those innocent families. They don't seem to express that on the TV news well enough. But natural law includes a right to self-defense, and it does not include a right to attack and slaughter. There are hardships and tragedies involved in the move by Israel against Hamas and Gaza, but those hardships and tragedies are the moral responsibility of Hamas and, to a lesser extent, of the Palestinian people. You know, the presentation on the TV news is, well, you know, the Palestinians are not Hamas. It's Hamas. It's not the Palestinian people. They voted in Hamas in their last election. That last election was in 2006, though, and after that, Hamas outlawed elections. And the sorrow faced by all was decided upon by those who, with Iran, planned and executed that early morning attack. And speaking of the evening TV news, watching last night, I saw anchor people, of which I was one, reporting that Hamas released two American hostages. And the anchors had big smiles. Oh, Hamas, let two Americans go. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, thank you, Hamas. Isn't that great? No, they didn't say that, but their faces seemed to say that. It was like, you know, their smiles did. I got to stop watching the news. But I feel that today the grief on both sides should be something that draws people together in common humanity and perhaps furthers their resolve to find solutions to the challenges they all face. I hope, and I do pray that. We have one more segment to go. The phone lines are open to wrap this all up. I'm John Potter. Phone number is 884-9910. I would be honored to speak with you. 884-9910. We're going to take a break and be back for the last segment. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 11:43.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
Hey, friends, 11:47 our time. I'm John Potter. Let's go back to those fun phones, 884-9910. And it is Blake calling. Blake, I'm glad you called. Welcome to 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Hey, John, long time no see. I'll have to come back up there sometime, come see you and Henry and everybody.
Oh, it's that Blake.
Hope everything's doing well. That Blake. Oh, God, hang up the phone.
What happened to you? You moved down south? Or?
No. Just got another opportunity and took it. As I was telling Craig, I just wanted to jump in. I know it's the last segment. I think one thing we all need to think about going into this election is the root of love thy neighbor. I seen an old man yesterday fall down, and I seen dozens of people walk by. As this old man was trying to get up, he finally gets his way up, gets into his car, realizes he left his bag in the back behind his vehicle, had to go get it. He fell down again. People kept walking by. Finally, somebody walked up. And mind you, I was walking towards the guy. That's why I was seeing. I wasn't just off in the distance watching. As I got closer, somebody stopped and helped him up, and he explained how, this isn't the only time that this has happened. This happens a lot. Nobody ever helps him. And I just wanted to, before the show's over, just to remind everyone, you don't have to go out of your way today. Just try to do something neighborly, help somebody out. You never know what anybody's going through or anything, unless you ask them or they tell you. But lending a helping hand to your neighbor, it's probably one of the most powerful things you can do as a human being. Now, that being said, John, I've got a chicken coop and a truck broke down. Both need fixing. Do you feel like helping your neighbor today?
Are you still in town?
Yeah, I'm in Reno.
Oh, okay. I heard you went to down south, the southeast U.S. or something.
Well, I did. That was for a funeral, but I did end up coming back.
What do you need from me, Blake, with your chicken coop?
I need somebody that can just stand there and say, yep, that looks remotely level, and I think we'll be okay with the rest of it.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell John you need him because he can lay eggs.
That too. If we had that going, you could teach the chickens already.
Very bad producer.
Oh, my God. I'll let you guys go in case there's another call or anything. I just wanted to drop in and say, hey, remember, okay. Northern Nevada, it's up to us. And remember to go out and vote.
Absolutely. I'm a little curious, though, about the chicken coop. Is this new, Blake, for you to have chickens? Because I've been considering the same thing myself. What have you learned having the chickens?
Yeah, so I've had them for 6 weeks now. They ship them in the mail to you. You get an alert from the post office, and they say, hey, your chickens are here. And you go pick up this little box, and inside they have a little bit of straw, a little bit of feeder, and there was 10 chicks. It was a roughly foot-by-foot box, about a foot high, and they're in my master bath, and we're reaching the six-week mark. We're about ready to take them outside, but I got to get a roof on my chicken enclosure that I built around the coop.
Oh, I envy you.
It's a good experience. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, and you can, it's easy to, what's the difference? Reno, they permit chickens in your backyard. Sparks has conditions.
We had to actually look this up. You're not allowed to have a rooster in some parts.
Because they're noisy.
So luckily, not only that, if they get loose, they can really tear some stuff or other animals or humans up. Luckily, we live next to the Walmart on Pyramid Highway. We're considered tiny, so we can have a rooster, but if you could see the enclosure that I'm building, you would understand why I say we don't need a rooster. Our ladies are going to be perfectly safe.
And I don't think you have many foxes out there by the Walmart, right?
Oh, you would think. Over the hill, there's that big cross. The Summit Church has that big cross.
Yeah.
The coyotes will go from Sun Valley area to hear, and so I actually will hear coyotes right above my fence in the backyard at night, and howling and yipping.
Oh, wow. Well, I've seriously considered
wants to go out and say hi.
I've seriously considered the chicken thing, But there's a lot of reasons I came up with why we haven't jumped on this because, well, here's one, traveling. There's no chicken people, chicken sitters in Reno.
No, yeah. That's the beautiful thing about this day and age is you can join different groups and stuff on like Facebook, Reddit, and whatnot. I have friends for when I just had to go out of town not too long ago in July, or we have friends that have chickens, and they say, "Of course, we'll come watch your chickens. Of course, okay. We'll come feed them. That's fine."
hey, John.
So it's a solid, it's a good time to have chickens.
Our very own Jerry Evans has a nice chicken coop with in his yard, and he just spent basically 3 weeks away. And he has friends that will stop in, feed the chickens. I don't think he has a cat anymore that was protecting him or getting the rodents in that. Okay. But he did have a couple of times where he had lost chickens to wild animals, such as small cats. Kitty cats, but.
Wow. I'm going to consider it again. Blake, thanks for the call. Good to talk to you, my friend. Also, I'm now thinking of a possible new career since I'm still in TV news jail. I could be a chicken watcher because obviously more people are getting chickens, and I think that is one thing that I would excel at. So it's been wonderful. Getting that idea.
Now, the thing you need to consider, too, is you have to contact the city or county that you live in or the area because there might be regulations against you having farm animals in.
Well, Jerry's out in Gardnerville. They allow everything, right?
Yeah.
But what's the difference? I think Reno is different from Sparks. So one of them allows chickens, no problem. The other has conditions. I don't know. But I'm going to be a chicken watcher. Print up those business cards right now with a little chicken beak on it and pass it out. Hey,
one of the things, we just had Anna and Anna's husband in Yarrington Smith Valley text in and said, make sure there's a roof or else hawks will get them.
Okay. This is such an educational show.
and I was confused because it came in and I forgot I put on the naming of who it is. I put Anna's slave, which meant husband, but
she's my wife calls that all the time, slave boy, because of that huge backyard. Oh my gosh, which I gotta go to and work on after this show, so I want to kind of hang around here as long as possible. All right. Well, folks, a reminder, the Reno Zombie Crawl is tonight. We're talking about 20,000 people descending on downtown. I walked through it a couple of years ago. Very, very big. I was amazed that they all flocked to downtown for this because downtown, how many are we talking here? Less than a dozen bars downtown, 20,000 people. So you see lines of 80 people in line for one drink. The inside word is if you're going to this, you pregame. You know what pregame is. You bring a little thermos and start it off your own way. And anyway, that's not recommended. That's breaking the rules. But anyway, I'll tell you what. How is this different besides the crowds? Any night you're downtown at the right time.
You can see a lot of zombies.
Well, you see a lot of zombie walks. Exactly. And which reminds me of my biggest fear of being dead and being a zombie is all the walking. Cheapest way to have fun, though, just buy a cheap beer downtown. Just watch the zombie show. The streets are going to be full downtown. That one time I was there to see the zombie crawl, there was a guy dressed up, and this sounds so blasphemous, a guy dressed up as Jesus among the crowd. I guess the whole bringing back from the dead, I don't know what those young people are thinking. Anyway, have a good time and be safe. And finally, and nobody told me what chicken sandwich to get because I started off the show saying that I've tried all 12 fast food Reno restaurants and their chicken sandwiches, and I can't quite decide. Yeah. So I guess I'll be staying awake all night.
Yeah, keeping yourself. Hey, and you're going to be keeping yourself busy next Saturday over at the Grand Sierra Resort at the Western Skies RV Prices Crisis event. And you'll be live 9 to noon.
And then this will be outdoors at the Grand Sierra Resort. We're going to be doing the show live from that location amongst all the RVs, which I'm also considering because I did read articles about this is a prime time, a perfect time to get the RV. Apparently, a lot of people intimidated by the high gas prices, but you save money in the long run, even though the gas prices are sky high. This coming Saturday, they're dropping them to the bone. And so it actually works out financially.
Now, the thing you also have to consider with an RV is where are you going to park it? If your HOA allows it or if you have to rent a storage unit. So there are some considerations. But yes, Western Skies RV can help you with all of those.
Well, based on what you just said, I'm pretty sure I guess I'm not in an HOA.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to do chickens, you're definitely not in an HOA.
Yes, and by then, by the time of that live broadcast, I will have my chicken watcher business cards made up. Because still in TV news jail. But we'll be back next Saturday morning. Craig, you did a great job as producer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM. It's my pleasure talking to you folks. I enjoy this very much. It's honestly, quite honestly, the highlight of my week. So I'll talk to you next Saturday from the Grand Sierra Resort. FM News Talk Time, 11:58. So long.